Being the parent of like a little kid, I think has gotten a lot harder than when I was raising my daughter. She's 23 now, and I got to tell you, the decisions you have to make and the things you have to monitor and protect your children from today has gotten a lot harder. What do you give them that's still entertaining, but also aligns with your values? You know, we've talked about Way FM being a product that you don't have to filter, but like if you got Netflix in your house, you got to have the filter on.
And even Disney Plus, you have the same problem.
Oh, well, I'll tell you, Disney Plus has been disappointing to me as a parent. And some of the things they've chose to put on there. And like, you got to watch it, you know? And that's why it's so nice to have something. If I was raising little kids, I would do PureFlix subscription, man, because you've got content on there that you're not having to filter out. And as a parent, I mean, I know we want to be involved in our kids' lives, but sometimes you need to park them in front of the TV and take 10 minutes to yourself. That's why PureFlix is a great option for families. You got family stuff, obviously. They're even dabbling in some drama. Yes. And PureFlix originals. Like, I saw the movie on their Strong Fathers, Strong Daughters, and I have to tell you,
you cried.
I did. There was three times. Not once, three times.
I did.
I wept, and I was moved, and it was a great movie. And I think if I was raising my child now, I think PureFlix would be definitely a part of my family's entertainment plan.
So if you'd like to try PureFlix, text PURE, that's P-U-R-E, to 91979 to get your 1 week free trial. Faith and Family Entertainment with no ads on your favorite devices.
Welcome to the Wally Show Aftercast. All the stuff we did not get to during the course of the show today. Just the three of us today. We had guests for the last 2 days in a row.
Oh, yeah.
Wonderful people, both of them, and it was a good time. But it's just us three. You're stuck with us today. And we'll just dive right in. Inflation is running everything right now, and everything you go to buy is more expensive. I bought gas the other day, and it's down under $4, but it was still like $3.50, I think.
It was a bummer because it had gone down, and at one point I paid $2.98 at a certain gas station, and now it's back up to $3.49.
Yeah, and the problem is, the danger of it is, you get used to it, and then the prices pull back a little bit, but then they don't pull back where they used to be, and that becomes the new norm, you know? And that's where, like, if you have a pet, like, if you already hated going to the vet with your pet, you're going to hate it more because their costs have all risen, too. Mm-hmm. Like, you've had to take Beans to the vet, and also Gilly to the vet, too. Like, do you remember what that cost the last time you went?
My roommate ended up having to take Beans, and that was a little over $100. But for Gilly, I think it was like $60-something.
Yeesh.
I took my two dogs to the vet a little while ago, and we got these like big yearly checkup things, and we got a few things done, but we spent close to $800 both of them.
Oh my God.
And I've never not loved them more.
Yeah. Ugh. Yeah. I remember when they had to do Sasha's teeth, like pull her teeth and stuff like that. Like, it was $700. I mean, you're like, what
is
in
that
the
normal?
World? The first time they're like, yeah, we want to do a cleaning of her teeth. And this was years ago.
That's not cheap either.
Yeah, it was $500 or something like that. I'm like, And it's crazy. But with all of the inflation going up, they're saying that for vets, prices for vets are going up at least 10%, which is ahead of inflation for this year. And the cost of their supplies and lab tests and all that keep going up. And so they pass that on. That's what inflation does. Is everybody's still trying to make their living, and they pass along the cost increases to you.
Now, thankfully, I have never had to, and I pray that I never have to, I go to the vet after hours, because I know the emergency.
Yes,
those are really bad.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I just assume anytime I go to the vet, I'm not leaving there for under $200 to $300. Mm-hmm. I just like, that's just what it's going
to
be.
It's a terrible thing to have to be okay with.
The thing I was the most shocked about is like what it costs to put a pet down. Like, it's already a bad day, and then you're like,
pay for it.
Yeah, you're crying, and like, it's just a horrible day, and then you get the bill check, and you cry more, and you're like, oh my gosh, $167 I paid the last time.
So last time, this was last year when I had to put down Clementine.
Climbers.
They actually got you. They gave me an iPad, and I paid while she was still here.
No.
Yeah, and so I got to hold her and stuff because I got to hold her, and she's still like she. But I think I would prefer that over. She's gone now. Go up and pay for it.
Yeah,
you know,
that's
like
true,
I'd rather get it out of the way and then
pay up front.
Exactly. And then once she was gone and I handed her over, then
out.
I could just walk away.
Yeah. I still remember that. Like my wife has sworn off doing that anymore. Like I went with her and she held Hank, which was her boy, her biggest boy. She held Hank as he is they we put him down, and she was like, "This is horrible. I hate this." I'm like, "Yeah, right." And then she's hyperventilating, like literally hyperventilating. She's about to pass out, and so now my attention goes to worrying about her, and I got to make sure she doesn't hit the ground and squish the cat we just put down, you know, because that'd be bad, you know. And so I'm like, "Oh, this is just a debacle." And so she calms down and we go home, but she was like, "I can't do that with Sasha." So like I know when Sasha's time comes, it's gonna be all on me.
Does she like Sasha?
Yeah, she does. She loves Sasha.
It's not to the Hank.
Not to the Hank.
She's not. Sasha isn't her biggest girl.
Right. No. Exactly. Like she loves Sasha, but Hank was. We all have those pets that are. She loves Hank more than me, honestly. Like I think.
And
I
who
think
can blame her?
If she had to choose to give one of us a kidney, she would find a way to cram her giant kidney inside a Hank.
If the house were on fire and she could only save her husband or the cat.
Exactly, because then I'm insured. Like
she's better off with you gone.
She and that cat are going to live a great life. Joke's on her. My insurance is running out soon.
Oh my gosh.
And I won't be able to qualify for new insurance probably. Yeah, she's just going to... No one gets a leg up in my family.
Wow.
You're just going to have to deal with it, lady. but anyway, so be on the lookout for that kind of stuff. Well, I'll tell you, this is next level evil coming out of Ukraine and the war that's been raging there with Russia's invasion. And Ukraine, God bless them, they have fought back, fought for their country. They've had some gains and they've been doing great things. But Russia, they never cease to be evil. Putin, I won't say Russia, I'll say Putin. His new strategy is to use the cold as a weapon. Okay, so we're moving into winter.
Mm-hmm.
And so his strategy now is they are bombing the different power stations and power supplies, mm-hmm, so that they'll take them offline and people will freeze. So by putting pressure on the people to then maybe make their lives so horrible that they then say, fine, just give in, let's give up, let's quit this nonsense, you know? And so he's going after, again, civilians. They've been targeting civilians in rocket attacks, and it's unconscionable.
I'm surprised that there are people that are still living there.
Yeah, but what do you do? Where would you go? You know?
Yeah.
I get that thought, and
well, saw so many leaving the country.
Right.
Where do they go?
Right. They go to neighboring countries and they have nothing, and they're just completely reliant, mm-hmm, on the goodness of other people. And so, mm-hmm, yeah, and some people can't. You know, it's a mess. But you look at this, and at some point in time, something has to break. Like, somebody's going to have to stop. Like, they can't do a 10-year war, like, mm-mm, some of the Middle East stuff that went on and on and on. You know, and I'm just real curious what that's going to look like. Who's going to jump in first to call this thing, you know?
I don't understand why they don't, and this is terrible, but why doesn't someone just go and assassinate him?
Okay, there you go. Because it and I get that. Like I've had those feelings.
Because
like,
I mean, even his own people, right, don't want to follow him.
It's like but then there are a bunch that do, you know. And
yeah,
so what if you take
but
out?
There are a bunch that don't.
There's a real big problem with taking out a world leader. You know, that's the thing. Who sanctioned it? And if you do that, then that's another justification for world war. Like, mm-hmm, you get away with it more, like with Bin Laden and things like that. You're like, he's a terrorist, you know, and so you can do that. But if you, like, say the United States send in SEAL Team 6 to go after Putin, you've got a whole nother thing, because you've taken out a world leader. And then why couldn't they do the same thing to you?
Yeah.
It's kind of like that thing where in war, there's supposed to be this conduct of war where you don't go after officers and stuff like that. Like, that was what was historically in war as kind of an unwritten rule,
mm-hmm,
because the thought was then there'd be anarchy. If you took out the leadership, then it would just get worse, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I mean, while it seems like, let's just do that, you just can't, you know, because right now everything is teetering on that brink of how do we avoid a situation where we are going into a World War III or like a nuclear kind of thing.
Right.
So, anyway, I spent some time yesterday. We'll do this on the show tomorrow, so it'll be in the regular podcast. So hopefully you take both. I think most people that listen to the Aftercast also do the podcast, too. We tried to look at numbers before, and it seemed like most people do that. But I've worked out a rap for the Toby Mac song, Space Between Us, the new DC Talk version, because I listened to the whole thing. I'm like, he didn't rap anywhere in there. He needed to. Why did he not rap? Oh, my gosh, is he beyond that? So I broke out Miss Beats, and I have put together a rap.
I love Miss Beats.
I know. And
she's the best.
He, and maybe we might do what we did last time and track a live version of this too, because there's a couple places I have to wait before I jump in, which makes it harder on me. There's more chances for failure. Yeah, yeah. There's a couple timing things, and so we might do a live version as well. So that might be tomorrow. So Lady Rock, what do you got?
Mark Wahlberg, he recently admitted that he took his family and they moved to Nevada. So typically you would think with a big star like him, he would stay in California or New York, you know, something.
Where the work is.
Exactly. But he said that he moved to California many years ago to pursue an acting career. And he says, I've only made a couple movies in the entire time I've been here. He makes it seem like it's not a big deal, but he's kind of been a big deal. But he noticed that his kids were following other dreams. Like his daughter wants to be an equestrian. His son is really into basketball and his other son is really into golf. And so he said he upped and moved everybody to Nevada because it makes more sense for them. Mm-hmm. And I think that that's great, especially seeing a dad that's putting his family first over his career. That's a huge thing.
I'm curious because he was making movies this whole time. I wonder if he means they were just like not shot in California, so he could have lived anywhere because they're shooting in British Columbia or whatever.
Well, he did say that he wants to build a quote state-of-the-art studio and create Hollywood 2.0.
Oh.
So he doesn't have to travel far to work.
Oh, that's interesting. Yeah, I mean, he could do it. Why not?
And, right. And, but he's only been in a few movies.
Yeah, I mean, just a couple.
Just whatever.
Whatever, you know. But I think that is a good thing. Like, if your kids, like if you grew up and you had your kids growing up in that environment, it would be easy for them to become a little entitled and it would, or just misguided and stuff. And so there's something about not being in that world for your kids because they're already growing up, you know, as his kids, you know, Wahlberg's kids, which is going to make it different and weird anyway, you know, and difficult anyway. And so then you put fame in that environment on it. I think getting back and having a simpler life for your kids is super, super healthy for them. I would like a life on a farm. Actually, I think I'm ready for that.
You should look into that.
I'm ready for that.
In Montana?
Are you
Montana.
Crusty?
I'm getting I find myself getting more and more tired of people per se. And like, I would like just to be away, you know, and like,
you know who you sound like?
Who?
You sound like Tommy Kramer,
our consultant. Yeah.
Yeah, because he says the same thing. I feel like he is you.
Yeah.
You are him.
Oh, yeah.
Just like a 30-year difference.
Well, the reason is, it's funny you mentioned that because he gave me my start in radio and he trained me. And so, like, 90% of what I know.
But that
I know
was just
him.
Supposed to be for your career, but I feel like he trained you for life.
Well, yeah, but this is what it was. The reason that he, because when I met him, I was 24, 25, and he probably was already 50, you know, or
he was your age.
Yeah, probably. I don't know how he's still alive. But we just clicked right out of the gate. Like we were the same person back then, you know? And so, yeah, that's totally why. But I think that there is part of me, like I watch more people arguing online about everything. And I watch the political discord, you know, and I know, and it's a weird thing because part of me wants to just check out and not be part of it. I'm always happier when I'm not in it and I don't know what's going on. But then if you just ostrich and bury your head in the sand, you never affect change. And then you're just at the whim of everybody. So regardless of if you're living on a ranch in Nevada and tax structure changes because of the party that's in place or social programs change
that's
because
true.
Of the party that's in place, you're still having to pay for it. You just don't know about it, you know?
True.
And so there, unless you're living off the grid in Alaska, which I'm not ready for that. Like I don't
or
know.
Or just don't pay your taxes.
There you go. That's a great
solution.
Idea. That will totally take care of it. So yeah, I don't know. So we'll see. We'll see where I end up. All right. Well, with that, let's do some birthdays.
All right.
Yay!
Gonna drop off the grid. Now, here's some birthdays.
But not for you kids. Enjoy it. Life's great.
So we have no birthdays.
Oh, well, that was easy. No kids to upset.
We do have a question from Michael, Monica, and Victoria.
Okay.
I went ahead and prepared for this. Their question was, which Disney song best describes you? Mm. Okay. So I got to thinking about you and Gavin, okay, about what would best fit you. The best Disney song that would describe him is Mulan's "I'll Make a Man Out of You."
I do like this song.
I like the song too.
What could be a man?
I'm a man.
I'm a man.
I'm a man.
Let me just tell you this. If you have to say it, then know. I'm a man, by golly.
My mom says so.
I identify as.
Yes, good luck.
Another one I had picked for you, Gavin, but we didn't have a clip of it, is The Jungle Book, I Want to Be Like You. Because so many people comment on our socials when we put a photo of you on there. They're like, oh my gosh, he looks like a younger Wally. Like,
oh, what?
Mm-hmm. Huh. That your glasses, your beard, your stature.
I have to. That's good because he's been going to the gym, so I feel good about that.
Yeah, he wants to be like me.
I have to tell you, somebody sent me a picture of somebody in a car. I'll have to show it to you guys after the show. And Betty, you could probably post it or something, but shocking how much it looks like me. Like, I literally, they're like, were you in Florida and such and such? I saw the picture and I was like, oh, wow, that does look like me. And then I went and I went to my calendar to look and see if I was in Florida that time. It looks that much like me.
They say everybody has a doppelganger.
Yeah, and then I even looked at who I was in the car with, like, or who this person was in the car with to make sure. I'm like, okay, that's no one I know. Hmm. So I'm like, it made me question.
Creepy.
It looked that much like me. It made me question. I think you guys will be like, what?
Yeah, I want
to
see
it. Yeah, I'll show that to you.
For Wally, I thought the best song, the Disney song that would fit you, is because you are always think everyone should behold you and be thankful that they are in your presence.
Right.
So I went with Moana's "You're Welcome."
My favorite song out of that movie, yeah.
So what can I say except you're welcome. Well, you're welcome. Islands I pull from the sea. There's no need to pray, it's okay. You're welcome.
Yeah.
I guess it's just my way.
I show up to a meeting, you're welcome.
You know? You just show up in the morning.
Yeah, you're welcome.
I'm doing everyone a favor by being me.
I remember when that song first came out, I think Zach was still on the show, and we were laughing at The Rock singing, like, kind of not great. Mm-hmm. But the more I've seen it and the more I hear that song, I'm like, that's great. Like, I think I was wrong.
It doesn't lean into, like, the beauty of Let It Go from Frozen.
Right.
It leans into the fun that Dwayne Johnson can exhibit.
Yeah, mm-hmm. and actually, like, listening to this multiple times, you know, since, I'm like, you know, he did a good job. Yeah. Like, he did better than I probably would have been done, so.
Another song, but we didn't have a clip, I thought Mary Poppins, "A Spoonful of Sugar."
Oh, yes.
Just a spoonful of sugar helps
as is evidenced by tearing into Tootsie Rolls first thing this morning at 4 in the morning.
Tootsie Rolls, marshmallows, you'll go and eat, you know, taffy
zebra
when you've
cakes.
Got that.
Yep.
You did have zebra cakes yesterday.
Yeah.
I had a full Coke this morning.
My wife asked me yesterday, she's like, do you want lunch? I said, no, I ate a lot, like, of just junk food, so I don't want to eat lunch too and add more calories. She's like, what do you have for breakfast? I'm like, marshmallows.
literally.
Like a pack of marshmallows.
Probably like months old marshmallows.
But they were so good. I don't know how they stayed so good.
It's enough chemicals.
I just have a little clip on them, and that is the thing. I have found that when I go out of the country and eat, like, my stomach does better because there is less chemicals in everything you eat. Like, even like chicken over there in different, like in Africa and different places I've been, it's smaller, but boy, it tastes better.
I know.
Like, and like, you don't get sick.
My mom, my dad's birthday was recently, and he always wants mom to make fried chicken legs on his birthday. And so I went over to celebrate with him. And they had the hardest time, because they're always looking for it, trying to find chicken legs that didn't look like they were from ginormous chickens.
Right,
like chickens that look like they're
huge. Steroided out.
Exactly.
Yeah.
American chickens.
Yeah. I mean, that's the thing, man. Like,
it ain't right.
You eat a chicken in a third world country, and it's like, it looks like a twig. There's so little meat on it, but it's really, really good, though. You know? So, it, like, in, this is where I start to feel like an old man, like, because my wife's dad used to do this. Anytime we talked about anywhere he went, he would always go to a story about the food. Like, that's all he talked about was the food. And it's the same thing. We were in El Salvador. Best chicken I've ever had was in El Salvador, of all places. You know, it was like, and it was a dangerous, weird, violent place, but their chicken was great.
But there was that chicken place you liked. Was that the one?
Nando's was in Kenya, Zambia. Nando's was there. And then I went to Nando's in, was I in D.C.? I was in I was traveling in the States, and there was a Nando's restaurant there, and I paid twice as much, three times as much, and it wasn't as good. It was not as good. And it's the same recipe, same chain.
Do they, the first Nando's, which was in where?
That was in Zambia.
Zambia. Was it like a chicken fingers and fries kind of place?
Yeah, it was just, it's just a, like a fast food chicken place there. And yeah, it was, it'd be like going to Maniacs, you know, like that we have here.
Interesting.
But so good. The sauce was good and stuff. But, and also too, like when you're just not eating a lot, that's what I thought. I thought, this is.
You were having gummy worms and peanut butter crackers.
So you're thinking this is good because everything else around me is bad, but that wasn't the case. This was just genuinely good.
Right.
So anyway. All right. Well, that's enough talk about that. I'm hungry. We have a meeting, and I won't be able to eat marshmallows for a while. So that's going to do it for your Aftercast, and thanks for being a potty.